Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Over the span of 12 months, two larger-than-life women, a poet and a journalist, succumbed to cancer. What connects them, beyond a shared scourge, is their greatness and humanity. The first, Mary Oliver, was the Pulitzer Prize-winning poet, and her verse was one of the few that touched the fierce soul of Twink Makaraig, another internationally renowned, awarded, and loved figure, who was also one of the best writers I'd ever known. I'm Quintin Pastrana. In this episode of Life Sentences, we'll read two poems by Miss Oliver that can help those of us who grieve Miss Makaraig's untimely passing, along with the loved ones we've also lost along the way. Over the last few months, with full acceptance, levity, and grace, Twink, who was my boss at Bloomberg TV Philippines, and I would exchange pieces of literature that we thought suitable for our respective pathways. I actually shared this toward the end of hers, at least the earthly part. While she didn't care much for poetry, she loved and embraced this so, as she did all beautiful and brave things. And so, I dedicate this to my mentor, protector, and friend, the consummate journalist and freedom fighter, Twink Makaraig. When Death Comes, by Mary Oliver. When death comes, like the hungry bear in autumn. When death comes and takes all the bright coins from his purse to buy me, and snaps the purse shut. When death comes, like the measles pox. When death comes, like an iceberg between the shoulder blades. I want to step through the door, full of curiosity, wondering, what is it going to be like, that cottage of darkness? And therefore, I look upon everything as a brotherhood and a sisterhood. And I look upon time as no more than an idea. And I consider eternity as another possibility. And I think of each life as a flower, as common as a field daisy, and as singular. And each name, a comfortable music in the mouth, tending, as all music does, towards silence. And each body, a lion of courage, and something precious to the earth. When it's over, I want to say that all my life, I was a bride married to amazement. I was the bridegroom taking the world into my arms. When it's over, I don't want to wonder if I have made of my life something particular and real. I don't want to find myself sighing and frightened or full of argument. I don't want to end up simply having visited this world. A few years back, Twink gave this interview to TV5's Reaction with Luchi Cruz Valdez. Twink wasn't oblivious to the fact that one day, cancer would get the better of her. But that didn't mean she wouldn't put up a fight.
So I went through all those stages of grief. And then I put it out there, you know, nagsulat ako sa isang cancer form na bakit ba kayo nag-ano? Why are you still fighting? Eh, well, there's no winning naman this battle. It's so futile. Di ba?
Wow.
Wala
wow.
naman. Bakit ba kayo lumalaban pa? May sumagot sa akin, but the answer that, ano, that I appreciated most is, was all of us, kesyo may sakit o wala, we're all dying every day.
Yes.
Every day is something that is lost forever, can never be repeated. So, for some reason, you know, I mean, it's been expressed in many, many different ways, mm-hmm. but when it was expressed that particular way, it made sense to me. It sank with me. We consider ourselves lucky in a way because now we've been warned, oh, ito na yung panahon mo. This is when, ano, this is when your deadline is. Mm-hmm. Dati nakakapag-Candy Crush pa ako. Ngayon, I cannot imagine playing Candy Crush. I find it such a really? Waste of time.
Really?
Life is so precious, I'll waste it spending playing Candy Crush. I could be talking to somebody. I could be making a new friend. I could be writing. I could be doing something that, ano, with the precious little time that I have left. Why will I spend it playing Candy Crush?
Death is but a moment to those who pass on. But for those who are left behind, the mark it leaves can last for days, even months, years, or a lifetime. So here's another poem for Mary Oliver, this time for those of us who remain behind. It's called Wild Geese. You do not have to be good. You do not have to walk on your knees for 100 miles through the desert repenting. You only have to let the soft animal of your body love what it loves. Tell me about despair, yours, and I will tell you mine. Meanwhile, the world goes on. Meanwhile, the sun and the clear pebbles of the rain are moving across the landscapes, over the prairies and the deep trees, the mountains and the rivers. Meanwhile, the wild geese, high in the clean blue air, are heading home again. Whoever you are, no matter how lonely, the world offers itself to your imagination, calls to you like the wild geese, harsh and exciting, over and over, announcing your place in the family of things. This episode was produced by Janina Magundayao and edited by Nico Bolante of Puma Podcast. Life Sentences is a co-production with Puma Podcast.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.